Let's talk about the church and religion right quick. See, this predicament is sickening, the church and its wickedness. How can we say we're Christians if we ain't even living it? What we're living in is far from the plan of the Father who made us whole by the scars of the Lamb. You see, he instituted the church and he gave us the guidelines of how to live redeemed and how to make our light shine. And that light was never supposed to be a little one. I remember the cute song we sang on Sundays when I was a little one. Won't let Satan blow it out. The song died down with maturity because most of us have grown it out. Now we're too grown to fall back in love with the Savior Jesus. Our spiritual childhood has vanished and the Father no longer sees us. Come on, don't sit there and act like what I'm saying is wild. You and I both know that Christ told us we must come as a child. But don't go and get it twisted, we're never supposed to stop growing. We can't stick with the milk if the spiritual teeth have grown in. But what I'm trying to say is, as a child, we would always model what we see in our dad. And we would trust him, love him, and depend on him solely with gladness. But that's definitely not what we see in today's church. It's full of grown men and women who by themselves have what it takes to make things work. There's no longer the need to depend on the Spirit to guide, because the church politics run the show now. The clergy does fine. Yet there's still a war between relationship and religion. Which side are you on? Make haste to make your decision. See, it's a lot of things that I would like to shortly address. So let's call upon the real Mr. Clean to take a look at this mess. We work hard in America to earn a title, but no one's working half as hard to burn revival. Instead, we rival with men for idols and find ourselves doing what is not the Bible. Hey, but we are the bride, though. We can't stay idle, because there are dying souls to whom the word is vital. And yeah, I know some of the so-called leaders refuse to lead us, quenching our soul's thirst with their lies and leaders. But we don't seek the Father, so we follow alone. They drink the nectar of wrong doctrine and we swallow alone. Hey, but truth told in the booth, yo, religion has a loophole. It's called spiritual blindness and it's hitting many Christians right in the pupil. I mean, come on, only a fool gets hooked on the pulpits and trapped into a religious paralysis to where a spirit man is zapped. That's why so many numb parts in the body of Christ, hands and feet frozen and dead like Jesus caught serious frostbite. We got our hearts running cold like the Polar Express. We can't see the world's dark like a solar eclipse. We try to cover up the truth while we use perversion with different twists of the Bible and the truth perversion. Sunday we use the King James to scoop a sermon. Then we drop it as we leave because we're loose with learning. But still the truth is burning, yo, like gas and fire. And we still place God as our last desire. Nowadays we just want to hear a message that'll make us feel good. And as long as the preacher doesn't address us, it's real good. That'll keep us bringing money as our tithes and offerings. But more than money, worship is what we should be offering. And I ain't talking about a sweet, melodious song when I say worship, because worship is way more than a song. We should live for him, give for him, lift him up and win for him. But if all we do is pretend for him, then all we really do is sin for him. Look at Isaiah chapter 1 and look at Amos chapter 5. God addresses the very things that cause religion to abide. It's time we stop for a second, fam, and opened up our eyes to see the purpose of our living while we still have time.